Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Colleges are getting underway, and this weekend up at Gainesville, University of Florida hosted FIAU, and the Owls went up there, did what they could. I mean, let's face it. I mean, when you look at a team like Florida, this is a team that's a couple of years ahead of most teams. They've got depth. They, you know, they had some holes to fill, but it looks like they're doing it pretty well. But what did FAU learn up there? I think a lot. Kevin Felder, who covers this team in so many ways for Owls 247, is kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time on your Labor Day holiday night.
Larry, man, absolutely anytime. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I couldn't be doing any better. Obviously, you know, because you do high school as well. You get psyched up for a game, and then all of a sudden you go, hey, by the way, did you hear that game was canceled? And see, I'm not used to that. I mean, I'm sure not a lot of people are used to it, but I think that's kind of an adjustment period of where we're at. Talk about Saturday. You know, obviously in a game like that, you get paid a little money for going up, but at the same time, you hope to learn something about your team. You already knew a lot about Florida, but about your own team, this is is kind of a high level opponent that you're playing. You know, this isn't Charleston Southern or any. This was University of Florida, an SEC school that's probably a top three or four SEC school. Talk about how FAU felt and how you felt after this game.
Yeah, you know, I think it's exactly what you mentioned. It was a learning experience for them. They went to Gainesville, a very tough environment. Now that fans are fully welcomed back into that stadium. It was a sold-out crowd, a primetime night game, and they held their own. You know, it was 14-0 at halftime. You know, the game got away from them a little bit in the second half, but that's kind of expected. You know, I just think that what you learned was, you know, you've got some positives on offense. Like the offense kind of clicked, and, you know, and Cozy Perry, the former Miami transfer, Johnny Ford, the South Florida transfer, they made some big plays. You know, DeMarcus Adams, the Florida State transfer, had a really huge grab there in the fourth quarter to, you know, keep a drive alive. There were positives to take on offense. And, you know, I think the defense struggled a bit, but you saw some really good play from secondary. Palm Beach Lakes alum TJ Young had an interception. He played one of the best games of his career, I think, at FAU. Right. He was all over the place. You know, you obviously got a little bit of money to go up there, but I just think overall it was a good learning experience for the Owls.
You know, while you were talking, I was thinking about the names that you were mentioning, and those kids were Power 5 type of kids. They were recruited as Power 5 type of kids, so they have that ability. So you infuse that talent with those kids that FAU's recruited, and they've done really well. I mean, you know, so they've got guys maybe who are maybe borderline, you know, maybe guys who could probably play at an Iowa State or a Kansas or something like that. Maybe not Iowa State these days because they're an upper echelon team, but somebody like a Kansas, you know, somebody who's trying to work their way up, a Vandy type of program, that, you know, that has a few guys, but you sprinkle in a few more and anything can happen. Big plays can happen. I mean, it's just, the difference, and I'm sure when you play a larger team like that, the difference is usually personnel, usually depth and personnel, because, you know, Nikosi Perry virtually had more starts than the Florida quarterback by far, you know, at the college level. So yeah, he had an experience factor, much the way that, you know, that a lot of these guys, you know, do. But it's a team game. It's not an individual game, and you could sprinkle all the guys you want, but unless you play as a team, as you could see. But the thing that I thought, and I was watching a lot of stuff, Kevin, I thought that FAU stood up to a lot of the speed of the game. You know, I mean, usually, you know, a team like that will come in to a, you know, a major school, and what will get them will be the speed of the game. You know, too fast, and, you know, you're, oh, geez, I just could have broke that run, or I could have just got that guy. You see, that one step makes a huge difference, especially in a game like that. I thought that FAU actually had enough athletes to do what they were doing at halftime. It's just they got worn down at second half.
Yeah, you know, they kept it close. You know, I think we went through it. I went through it, and it was like they had 1-3 and out the entire game, and that was to start the second half. They got past the 50-yard line, I think, like 11 times. They had 23 first downs. These are statistics that, you know, if you had against most teams in the college football level, you know, teams that FAU are going to be playing against, you win the football game. The reason why they right. didn't beat Florida is because of mistakes, you know, a penalty here and there, you know, a fumble, a sack, and a critical second down. Just these things that happen because you're playing so much talent. Florida is one of the most talented teams in the nation. They have a ton of guys who are going to go play professionally, you know, in sure. the NFL. Sure. They have a ton of first-round draft picks. You know, it's hard to compete with a team like that, and then you bring in the depth. It's just hard to stick with a team like that for the entire game. You need to play almost a perfect game. That's something that Willie Taggart mentioned. And, you know, FAU just didn't play a perfect game.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Fielder's joining us, Al's247 on Al's247.com is your website. You and Shane do an amazing job. You guys cover this thing. You know, the one thing that you look at, and I'm sure you guys are going to be writing about it over this next week, preparing for this, you know, the next game, is how mature a lot of these kids got in the last year or so. Talk about that, because I think that has a lot to do with the coaching. You know, when I was there during the summer and had an opportunity to see a lot of the coaches, I mean, you have like a Coach Stoops, and you also have like KP, Kevin Patrick, and I mean, guys who have been at major schools before and guys who've been around winning programs and know what sacrifices that makes. How much do you think that made a difference in the last couple months of the summer?
Yeah, I think the coaching staff and having that experience really helped them. You know, it's not just the coaching staff, it's the players also. They've got a ton of, you know, key contributors who are, you know, sixth-year seniors, fifth-year right. seniors. You know, they've been around the program. They understand, you know, what it takes to win. They were there when Lane Kiffin was winning all the Conference USA championships and the bowl games. You know, I think it's important to have those guys there along with the coaching staff because, you know, they went to that game and they didn't look nervous. They didn't look shaky. They didn't look like, you know, it's too big of a stage for them. You know, it's obviously, right. I think it's a huge stage. The Swamp is one of the biggest stages in college football. Everyone knows about the Swamp. But, you know, the players went in there and they took them a little bit to settle down. You know, I think once you get on the field, it's a little different than, you know, looking at it from afar. But they played well. And, you know, I think a lot of it was having that senior leadership of guys who've been there, you know, guys who understand what it takes to win, coaches who understand what it takes to win. Their offensive line coach, Ed Warner, was the co-offensive coordinator when Ohio State won the national championship in 2016. Yes. He's been there. You know, they have guys who have won a big game. So I think that helps them a lot in terms of, you know, just being that much more mature, understanding what it takes to win, instilling a winning culture. These things that, you know, coaches want to do, it helps when you have guys who have done it.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, we'll move forward, see how much this last week kind of helped them. I think it's going to help them a great deal. Let everybody know how they can follow you guys social media-wise and also at your website.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Owls247. You can follow myself on Twitter at the Kevin Fielder, and, you know, just Owls247. You know, I selfishly the best place for FAU content.
No, I totally agree. Thanks, Kevin. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Anytime.
Good stuff. Kevin Fielder from Isles 247 does a great job. He and Shane Marinelli, I mean, they do awesome up there. If you're an FAU grad and you know, obviously maybe when you went there, they didn't have football, or when they had football, it was 1AA, or you weren't really into it and you had allegiance. Give it a try. I mean, because that program's on the upswing, we talk about all these programs that, you know, they work hard. Great facility. I was there this summer, like I was at FIU and UCF. I was everywhere. Went to FAU and was really blown away at their new facilities.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.